And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 3rd of November, 2024. November 3rd through the 9th is Polar Bear Week. Polar bears are one of the most iconic species on the planet, but they are facing a grim future because of climate change. These magnificent animals have adapted to life in the Arctic, but according to the United States Geological Survey, the Arctic is warming at twice the rate of the rest of the world, causing sea ice to shrink by 13% per decade. This reduction in sea ice has a direct impact on the hunting and mating habits of polar bears. When sea ice retreats in the summer months, polar bears are forced to swim long distances in search of food, resulting in energy loss and malnutrition. In some areas, polar bears are also seen scavenging for food in human settlements, increasing the risk of human-bear conflicts. As the Arctic Ocean warms, it leads to a decrease in phytoplankton and zooplankton, the building blocks of the food chain. This, in turn, affects the populations of the larger species, such as seals, the polar bear's primary prey. The declining food supply is leading to increased competition between polar bears and other Arctic predators such as the Arctic fox, and reducing the overall population of polar bears. The root cause of climate change is the emission of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. A significant contributor to these emissions is industrial animal agriculture. According to a report by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, animal agriculture is one of the largest contributors to global warming. Converting native forests and grasslands into cropland for animal feed production, in particular, contributes to significant release of carbon dioxide. That's why it's more important than ever to eliminate meat from our diet. This is the single greatest thing we each can do to reduce our carbon footprint and protect polar bears' habitat. Today is the birthday of Colin Kaepernick, born on this day in 1987. Colin Kaepernick is an American civil rights activist and former professional football quarterback. In 2016, he knelt during the national anthem at the start of NFL games in protest of police brutality and racial inequality in the United States. I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. He added that he would continue to protest until the American flag represents what it's supposed to represent. Colin was locked out of his sport for his protest. As one commentator said, he has afflicted the comfortable and has paid the price. What he did has been empowering and inspiring to many. He put his values before his career. But this was only the beginning of Kaepernick's high-profile activism. The athlete has also started the Colin Kaepernick Foundation to fight oppression of all kinds globally through education and social activism. Kaepernick isn't only fighting against human injustice. He is also a vegan for animals, saying he cannot be silent when oppression is present anywhere, whether that be human or non-human oppression. He partnered with Impossible Foods to give away 1 million Impossible Burgers to people in need during the pandemic. Ben & Jerry's dedicated a new non-dairy flavor to honor Kaepernick. It's called Change the World. This flavor honors Colin's activism in pursuit of justice, and his portion of the proceeds from Change the World go to Know Your Rights Camp. The Know Your Rights Camp has teamed up with top defense and civil rights lawyers nationwide to provide legal resources for those who have been arrested or have been a victim of police brutality. And here's a poem for today, No Enemies, by Charles Mackay. You have no enemies, you say? Alas, my friend, the boast is poor. He who has mingled in the fray of duty that the brave endure must have made foes. If you have none, small is the work that you have done. You've hit no traitor on the hip. You've dashed no cup from perjured lip. You've never turned the wrong to right. You've been a coward in the fight. No Enemies by Charles McKay. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to be willing to make enemies in your work for a just world.